course, you know the old Cotton Johns.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Was that what they were called, the John?
No, that's a modern version. Mm-hmm. They usually call them outhouse. And, of course, I have heard people call them privy. And but then usually it's an outhouse, a toilet. Mm-hmm. And that's back in my period of time.
Right. Well, tell me, have you ever had much experience on a farm?
No, I wasn't raised on. I worked on a farm one time. I went to the oil fields in Oklahoma about the time they began to develop oil around Tulsa and out in that area. And there's so many people, of course, back in the days when jobs were hard to find. And there's so many people I couldn't get a job. So finally I wound up at a place they call Foyle or Bushy Head, Oklahoma. I had to eat, so I got a job on a farm. And that's the only farming experience I ever had. I followed a binder and I plowed a little corn, cut a few sprouts. But I think I more or less was trying to the farmer because I didn't know anything about it. But then I was worth something to him, I suppose.
Right.
That's the only farming I ever did.
Well, could you tell me some typical buildings that you find on farms around here?
Typical, like a corn crib.
Sure.
And of course a barn, and they, of course in the barn they had where they kept the stock, horses, they call them stalls. And then the hayloft. And I guess that's about the extent of my knowledge of a barn on a farm.
Is, if the cows were going to be kept inside somewhere, would they usually be kept in the barn?
I don't recall. Of course, all I know about Granddad's operation, he probably had two or three cows, and ordinarily in the summer, I have an idea they milked them outside the barn. Probably in the winter there's always a haul down through the hallway down through the barn, and where they'd go in with a load of hay and they'd throw it up in the barn loft or the hay loft. And I presume that in the winter that they'd take the stock and the cows in there and milk. Mm-hmm. Of course they usually got up, you know, back in those days they'd get up at 4 o'clock in the winter and then wait till it got daylight before they'd go out and milk the cows and do the chores. I never had any of that experience. I never met a cow in my life. Tried it once and it kicked the bucket out of my hand, so I gave up.
That was the extent of it. Do you know if the place where they milked the cows had any particular name of its own?
No. Mm-hmm. Of course, now in the modern farm, they have dairy barns and milk machines and all done mechanically, but then back in those days, I never heard you call anything to go out the barn and milk the cow.
Do you use the word dairy to refer to anything other than a farm where cows are raised strictly for the milk and butter?
Well, dairy bar. A bar, of course, where they sell milk, ice cream, things like that. But then, when I was younger, I never heard them refer to as dairy. That came a little later.
What about a place that you might have on a farm before the days of refrigeration, where you might take your milk and other perishables? And
well, a lot of their homesteads, they had springs, and they kept the milk in buckets and crocks in spring. Now, my grandparents, they had a dug well, and they would put a pail of milk on a rope and lower it into the well to keep it cool. Now my father-in-law, they had a big, and that's in recent years, we were married in 22. In recent years, they had a spring on the farm that, it was cool all the time, I don't know what degrees, probably 68 or 70. And they kept their milk, butter, and things like that on the spring.